Yopi Ninu, since they are both together, Kule Kiyum Mitzvahs Ninu. They are all of them a Kiyum of Mitzvahs. The Lama Batli Adori. And therefore the rice is not Mabakala the rice, and the Drabon is not Mabakala Drabona. Can you understand it? I don't.
Is he saying in any way that the Rabbanan is pulled up?
No, he says if it's Deraiso and Deraiso, since they're both Kiyum Mitzvahs, he says, therefore, Eimer Butler Zuezu.
That we knew before.
The performance of Mitzvahs.
That we knew before.
Good. In other words, now I've got to explain. No, it's not as in the mitzvahs.
Why would we want to do two mitzvahs at one
because
time?
Because it says matzahs, that's the way he lived, because it says you must eat them together. Because the matzahs are maroring yachlu, al matzahs are maroring yachlu, that you've got to eat them together. That's the way he lived, that's a mitzvah, that's the way the Torah wants it. You follow? Mm-hmm. That's the way the Torah wants it like that. And let us see what I say. In Ta'arubas, it is the following thing. Ta'arubas.
Mixtures.
Mixtures, that is meat and milk. Meat and milk. Comets and Pesach Pita. In the mixtures, kosher and treif. Kosher and treif becomes mixed. Is a very important thing. We say that there's such a thing as bottle. It becomes bottle. Bottle berov, bottle beshishi. What does bottle mean? It loses itself in the majority. That is only min bishe'enu mina. For example,
Min
one kind in something that's not its kind. For example, if there's some milk, you know, I'm sorry, it's Charles, excuse me. The fridges are not very practical. It's not a favorite Jew that makes some fridges here. Because, strictly speaking, you should have two fridges, one for meat and one for milk. It's very difficult. It's sometimes a drop of milk can tell you've got soup underneath. It's the easiest thing. It falls into the lettuce. That is min b'she'eino mina. Milk is one min, and it falls into b'she'eino mina, which is not its own kind. If it falls into that which is not its own kind, we say it becomes water. What is the position if it would be min umino, min bishamino? For example, it would be treifa soup falls into kosher soup. That's min bamino.
It would have to be flesh and confession.
No, you can get treifa soup and kosher soup. You shecht an animal and the housewife makes soup from it, and she's got some other soup, and afterwards the shechet comes to me and says, a terrible thing has happened, that animal I marked treif. It had a bad lesion of the lung. And it was treif, and it passed through the butcher. She said, I made soup from it. She said, throw it out. She goes and she finds that a little bit of the soup has gone through into the other soup, which is definitely from a kosher animal. That's min bamino. Min bamino doesn't get bottled. It's only min b'she'eino mino that there is bittul. But min bamino there is no bittul.
Which means you have to throw out the second soup.
Well, there's a bittul around there.
But Rabbi, it sounds like they are different. I mean, yeah. One is treif and one is kosher.
Right.
Is the treif not diminished?
They're indistinguishable.
Imagine a 2 drops of kosher makes the whole.
But if a drop of milk falls into a flaky soup, I mean, it disappears.
But it's
So those liquids,
it would still be distinguishable.
Excuse me?
It would still be distinguishable if we could isolate it, right?
Yeah,
you
missed
straight.
If milk falls into place, even though it disappears, you can still find a little bit of it. It kind of bites me.
But that's exactly what one. If it's under a 60, milk falls in meat.
Yeah, but you can tell that if the whole thing turns white, that it's more than a 60th. Yeah,
I think that that's not the question of what people mean.
So that's not the problem. The problem is if it's misdemeanor, then it doesn't become bottle. It becomes bottle only if it's misdemeanor. And these are
can I, Rabbi?
Yes.
Kosher soup isn't diminished, or the treif soup isn't diminished.
No, it's
the
not.
Whole
a,
thing
it's not the treif soup. No,
it just simply becomes absorbed.
No, if we say then you can't. There's no din vitul. So it's what you call it. It's the same thing that has fallen in. It doesn't do anything to it. So you've got treif there. You can't eat it. That's min b'mino. When we say when is bitul is min b'she'eino mino. It's min b'she'eino mino. But if it's min b'mino, it doesn't get bottled.
Is it because of the idea of bitul, it loses its identity to the other thing?
That's right.
And over here, it has never lost its identity.
Very good.
That's the same thing.
But Rabbi,
very good, yes.
When we were learning about a coast...
That's one of the reasons that it... One of the reasons. They're very good indeed.
When we were learning about a Kos Pogrom, Kos Pogrom, and in Bereishit we were also learning about urine. And
about?
Urine, and in into water.
Yes.
Just dealing with the Kos Pogrom, that when you're pouring the wine back into the bottle, the larger wipes out the smaller. So I would think that regardless of whether or not it's the same or whether it isn't the same, the larger would wipe out the smaller. I mean, it would be drop by drop.
Bitul berov, I think.
I just let us get the basis for it here today first. That is, min b'mino is bottle. Min b'she'eino mino, there is bitul. Now look what it works out. Says the Gemara, if it is a deoraiso with a deoraiso, enon mavatlas, it never becomes bottle. It's the same kind. It never becomes bottle. So therefore, you can have them all together. The one does is not mavate or the other, because it's min v'mina. But if it is a drabonin and deraiso, that is a min b'she'e eino mino. And since it's a min b'she'e eino mino, that becomes bottle.
So you're not talking about Tom then?
Well, you see, he says, then we apply the din of Tom. Then we apply the din of Tom. That is the way that works out. Then, because the Rashbam also learns it because of Tom. Then we apply the din of Tom. But the basis of it is this question of min mamino and min b'she'eino mino. If it's deraiso and deraiso, it's min b'mino. And min b'mino doesn't become bottle. They each retain their identity.
But Rabbi, you have bottle dependent on proportions. If it was 50% chalav and 50% batzar, it's not batal. So if you have one derabbanan and one deoraita, why would they be batal, one and the other?
You see, I don't want to go in too much into this. This is a question of tam. This is a question, and the tam is reduced. The tam is reduced, and there's no question about it. But the only thing is that if we say that they are both deraisa, each one is a mitzvah on its own, and that's what the Rashbam says. He says, Rashbam says, "Afidu leman rechiv dechiyad dodi ninu kulu kiyu mitzvah ninu." Since they are all of the same kind, they are all mitzvahs. to learn to fight the Adyogi. And they're not so far to one another. They can't be apart from one another. It's only when they are different things, linkage and enemy, but the trouble is that, but now look what it works out. It works out that what is the basis for it? The basis for it is, why is it a different mean? The basis for it is that it is advanced in. We're speaking about, not that there is a material difference in it.
Mm-hmm.
The basis is that it's, the din on it is different. This has got a din Torah on it, and this has got a din Rabbanan on it. Mm-hmm. So according to this Gemara, according to this Sugya, we extend it and say the same din applies. Because here, what we want is the time of the mitzvah of the matzah, the time of the mitzvah of the morrow. These two retain their identity since they are of the same mean. What is the same mean? That they are both mitzvahs. They're both mitzvahs, they're right, yes. Or if it could be the same mitzvah, then it would also work the same thing. It's only when they are different mitzvahs. That seems to be the shita. Now this is the shita of the Ramban. And it seems to me that that is exactly what the Rashbam is saying. He's working on that principle. Since he says they are all mitzvahs, so it's all mitzvahs and they remain as mitzvahs. It's key mitzvahs that you are doing. It's all the same mitzvahs. It's mitzvahs derais. It's all one min. One min you can't apply the din of bitul. And it uses the term bitul. You can't apply the din of bitul to it. Then the piece of Gemara works out all right.
It's different than the Rashbam.
You see, but the Rashbam uses the term time. Let's go a little bit further. Let's finish
the piece of Gemara. The time of the Maror and the Mata, the time of the Deen, which is
that
really...
He doesn't say that. It's what he would... A time of the right and a time of the Rabbonon. Then the one is mabatel the other. But if it's a tam d'oraita and a tam, we are dealing with mitzvahs. So it's a tam d'oraita and a tam d'rabon. It's a very fine distinction.
Right.
But I just want to break the back
of it. The maror and the matzah. It had to do with the oraita and the rabbanon and whatever tam there is.
Yes, but you've got to come back that it's a question of tam. Now we're going to find ourselves in a further difficulty on the next page where we come with the question of time. But don't let us meet trouble halfway. Let us go as far as possible without trouble. I just have to finish this piece of Gemara and the Rashbam with you. Ask the Gemara, Man Tana de Shamit Le Mitzvahs Ein Mevatlis Nizu? Who says that mitzvahs are not mevatlis one another? Answers the Gemara Hileli. They said about Hillel that he used to bind them together by Ophron and he would eat them, Shenemar, and Matzah, and Merodinger. So he is the Tana who says, Mitzvahs ein mevatle zuizu. And he's speaking about Pesach, Matzah, and Merodinger. Omer Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yochanan, Chilkin olof chaver olal Hillel. But Hillel's colleagues differ from him. And Rabbi Yochanan says they differ from him and they say you're not allowed to do it that way. You must do it separately. The Samuel, because we learned in the Braith that Yochola might think. One should bind them all together and eat them in the way that Hillel used to eat them. Talmud Lomari teaches us, Al Matzah Zumarorin Yochlu. You shall eat it, that is the Korban Pesach you must eat, and you must eat the matzah, and you must eat the moror, and you must eat it one upon the other, one after the other. So it means, afilu zebifnei atzma vezebifnei atzma, even one on its own and another one it's on its own. That's what Rabbi Yochanan brings the proof.
So he's taking all in terms of sequence of time.
Rather than geographically. Yes. If you have a look in your Rashash, I think that that is the way he learns it. I'm not sure. I think the Rashash, we'll have a look at the Rashash, remind me just now.
Excuse me, doesn't your Yochlu go on the Pesach?
You eat the matzah ben amora and the yochlu who goes
yochlu, on the Pesach. It should be, it could have said yochlu they shall eat.
If it goes on the Pesach.
But if you tell yochlu on each one, yochlu you shall eat, you shall eat the korban Pesach separately. You must eat it. Not yochlom, you must eat them, but yochlu you should eat it. That means each one separately. Otherwise it says you should eat them. It says you shall eat it, so each one separately. Musk, Mark, have you got it better now?
Yes, Mark.
Musk, if Lord Rav Ashi, ask Rav Ashi a question. Ihochi, if this be the case, if it says you say, you bring it from the Braisa, my afilu, why does it put the word afilu in the Braisa, says Rav Ashi to Rabbi Yochanan. The Braisa, if it's your way of learning it, would have been better off if the word afilu would have been out. Then we would have said, but the Chachomim say zeb if they atzma v'zeb if they atzma. But what does afilu mean? It says you can even do it this way. Says Rav Ashi, Elohim Rav Ashi, Hai Tana Hokiktoni. But this Tana, this is the way it learns. Yochel, I might think, no, Yotzi, Bu Yedecha, Vos Elim, Ken Kochom, Bevasachas, Ochel, Kedere, Chile, Lochlon. I might think he is not Yotze, unless he binds them and eats them all together the way that Hillel used to do it. Talmud Lomar, he teaches Al Matzah, Umarorim, Yochluhu. You shall eat it, not them, but you shall eat it. That is the Korban Pesach, and you shall eat the matzahs, and you shall eat the morel. Afilu zeb ifnei atzmo, v'zeb ifnei atzmo. Even separately. Better is if you do it together. But you can even eat it separately. Mark, have you got it now?
I think so. I have to go over that.
Are you getting it?
The afilu, in other words, what Rav Ashi is saying is that the afilu means you can even do that.
That's right.
You have to do
yes, that. You can even do it this way.
Well, you can even do it separately.
Even separately. But which the suggestion is that Rabbona say, it's better to do it the way that he did it. But you can even do it separately. Hashto now says the Gemara, but now we haven't come to any conclusion. So,
well, it seems to be like Rav Ashi is given a suitable reproof or rebuttal of Rabbi Yochanan.
Yes, that's right. So we know, we come to a conclusion how the Rabbonon learned. That the Rabbonon learned you can do it either way. Right. And Hillel says you can only do it one way. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
That is the conclusion. That is as far as the Gemara brings us to.
So we don't know if it's Kehillel or Kedron.
That's what we don't know. But we don't know if it's like Hillel or like the Rabbonon. Whether we must eat it only together, or we can either eat it together, we can eat it separately. That we don't know. Therefore, Vavorech al Achilas Matzah v'Ochil. First of all, he makes a brocha shekishom b'tzvus of Zivon al Achilas Matzah, and he eats it. And he can't have the borer at the same time, because it is... They have the morals at the same time, and then he eats according to both. He can't do it because the matzo is the rice and the moral is rabbono. And then he makes the brocha on moral and he eats it, and he can't eat it together with the matzo. We'll say that matzo is now reshus. Because in the same way as the Rabbonin is Mavate la de Raiso, so a Rishus is Mavate la de Rabbonin. So he's got to eat it, is it? Behodir ochir, behodir ochir matzah, behose behadi adoni, bele brocha, zeche le mitbish ke Hillel. And he does it the way that Hillel does.
Just. So we don't have to do it.
No, pardon?
We don't have to do it with Korah, really.
Yes, you've got to. The Gemara says you do it. The Gemara says you do it, then you do it.
But there's no halacha that we're fulfilling that one.
Yes, the Baruchah is Zeichel HaMikdosh. That is what Rashi says. Rashi says, Zeichel HaMikdosh. 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 So we've got to do a Zeichel. As the Korin we've got to do. We've got to do a Zeicher. Bidrabonon, we've got to do a Zeicher.
Okay, so the Korach is only to remind us
No.
It's to remind
you get a contract. It's only $21 million.
Half
a million.
So it's to remind us that the Pesach was eaten together with the Matzah.
Yes, yes. We're to remind us, according to Rashi,
that there was a Pesach.
There was a Pesach. It brings it all together. This is the. With the Rambam, we're going to have a little bit of difficulty, because the Rambam learns that only the Matzah and Maror were put together, the Pesach was eaten separately.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way the Rambam learns it. But Rashi and Rashi and Rashbam don't learn it like that. Let us do the Rashbam now, if you don't mind. You see what he says? Glenn? Since they are together, they all the same. It's all kiyum mitzvahs. Velo mevatli adoni, the one is not mevatel the other, because it's min b'mino. But if it is, if moror is drabonon, then the moror is mevatel lo letam matzo deraisa, and we put in the taste of matzo, which is deraisa. Kolchom was achas pesach matzah u'moro and kolchom bekerach echon kamo kolchom b'gemoro b'gemi. As for example, they say that you tie together with gemi. Gemi can be elastic or it can be string. Yochluhu kol echon b'fnei atzmo michlo v'lelo kesiv yochlu. Oh, so shouldn't be on. I think what it really means, Rashbam means, midaloksiv yochlum. Since it doesn't say you shall eat them, but you shall eat yochluhu, you shall eat it. That is the way I'd like to learn the Rashbam. But I know your dino da Pesach koi, and I know that speaking about Pesach, the chsivle elva ochlu et avos, and they shall eat the meat. That is not, by the way, in Bar Mitzvah, that is only in Shemos. Maskif lo Rav Ashi. Umiu, nevertheless, chelkin olof chaveirov kerabi Yochanan av mehocho lo shamino. The friends of Rabbi, the chaveirim of Hillel, are chelik on him. The only thing is, but from here you can't bring a proof. And now that we learn, if we don't learn the law, neither like Hillel nor Rabono, the whole Rabonon debraisa mogule Hillel dikricho nami shapir domi. Because in the braisa they are molded to Hillel, that it is the kricho is also right. But it is Rabbi Yochanan who says that they argue, that Rabbonon argue outright against Rabbi Hillel, less lehu kricha klal, and they say that there is no kricha whatsoever.
Who's kricha?
Binding together. Mavorech ha-matzo lechudo. He first of all makes a broch on the matzah. Zeichel amigdash kehilev, kemoi shehoi ya'us tehilev, bismar shebeis amigdash kayom, shehoi yu'uchnin petzochim. Because in those days they used to eat petzochim. Now, if you just go back for a moment to the previous page, Daf Kuf Yudalev, the bottom of the page, the focus. Afar pishe in charoset mitzvot. Although charoses is not a mitzvah, nevertheless we dip the chazeres into the charoses.
We still wanted to do a shash.
The shash just one minute. The intomer asked Tosus, Amai lo osi charoses di reshus. If charoses is not a mitzvah, then it is a reshus. Umavadir chazeres the mitzvah. Then the charoses should be mevatel the moral, which is the reshus should be mevatel. It's only reshus. It's because of kapo. So it's a reshus. So it should be mevatel the moral, asks Tosfos. I told you that time we're not quite ready for the Tosfos. When Yeshlomar answers Tosfos, the Chivin the Chol Iker Mor Lo Nitkan Rak Bet Kibul Bacharoses. The whole the corner of Moral was only that it should be in Charoses Bishum Kapo Lo Mikri Bitul Baka. That isn't called Bitul. Tosfos in another place says differently. It says it's so little that it doesn't matter. We wouldn't say Bitul. So little. We dip, we put the bread into the salt.
Shake it off also. We shake off the charoses also.
Shake off the charoses. We dip the bread into the honey. Does that mean that you don't make a mitzvah minor? It's so little. Says Tosfos. Yeah, it says a little bit differently. Well, or I just have a look at the
Rishat. That's different.
Yari says because the tikkun was like that. This is the way they were mistaken it. But it would seem that in the time of the Rais, it couldn't be like that. In the time of the Rais, it couldn't be like that. That's what it would seem from Tosfos.
When Maro was the Rais, they wouldn't use Charoses?
It would seem that it would be difficult to do it, but the next piece of commodity is Maro.
Why? Either way, you have a Rishus with a mitzvah.
Yes, that should be Mavatel.
Right. That should be Mavatel now.
Yes, but yeah, he says, now it's Rabbonah. This is the Rabbonah with Mesach, as they say. We say that you must do Maro still. Then they could say Maro, but it has to be done with Charoses that they can do.
Uh-huh.
The Adaftis move just as we see. No, it's not. Yes. Oh, yes.
Where are we going?
The Rishash is page 66 in my Gemara. No, you've gone too far. Have you got it? Shom, where it says Shom. Can you see it? Have you got it, Mark?
Yes, in the middle.
Shom. I think that you've got to bind them down with Lomer. It teaches us Al-Matsu Umrod Miyaklu Nireli did Yuka Midaloka Siv Im Matsus Umara. It doesn't say together with Matsus. I am Rav Liberaj Bam Nireli the Tavis Oses Tor Sefer. The Tzorich Lomer Midaloka Siv Yochlu. It just because it doesn't say they should eat. If I know your dad, I governor Darshin and Davis both. But he says it should. The Rashash says if it means that they must eat it altogether, it should have said im matzus umrori. But al doesn't mean that. So what does al means? I must have seen that also somewhere at some time or other. That al is, as we say in English, upon this one upon the other.
Is the Harshash a Rishon?
No, right later. No, he lived in Vilna. He left a very great big library. It was known as the Strashun Library in Vilna. And the Nazis destroyed it.
But that's so he's this century?
No, not this century. Last century. But the library was in existence, and the Nazis came and they destroyed them. Destroyed the whole library.
Because it was famous.
It was a famous library.
They knew specifically.
They're fighting a war. Well, they're fighting a war. What nonsense! I mean, you go and you burn. I mean, you're fighting a war. What do you want to worry about these things for? All right, you want to. Have art and you want to have books, you take them, you're going to sell them afterwards and make a lot of money of them, that's another thing that I can understand. But if you fight and you want to go burn the stuff, why don't you spend time on burning it?
They were fighting against Jews too. They had a separate war.
That is the answer. Because the same question you're fighting for, what are you going to waste your time burning Jews for? It's a waste of time. That is the point. Can you imagine? What can Jews do to them? So this is ruthless. They were fighting ruthless. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Rabbi.
You see, it's just very little, but it's always just so to the point. Shmuel Strashu. Strassu. That was his name. Shmuel Strassu.
The Me'iri just takes the whole piece of Gemara together and makes a statement in his summing up, and it's very much like the statement that evolves out of the Tosfos, and would it appear that the Rambam also passes like that. And that is, we have a machlokes between Hillel and the Rabbona. Hillel, we know definitely, used to take the Masa and the Moro in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, we're speaking in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and he used to bind them together, used to make a sandwich of it, and he spoke, put it together, and that is the way he used to eat it. There's a machlokes where it was Pesach Matzu Moro, the Rambam Paskas, it's only Matzu Moro, Pesach was eaten separately, Rashi and the Rashbam take it, that it's Pesach Matzu Moro, the three were taken together. We take it, that is, we work in the same way as the Rashi and Rashbam learns, it's Pesach Matzu Moro.
But Rambam's still taking Hillel.
We'll be taking it, I'll come to that in a moment. So that is, that we know Hillel said it that way, and then we know that from the Braitha, Ravashi, the way Ravashi learns the Braitha, we know that the Rabbonon had the view that it's Zebitne Atzma, the Zebitne Atzma. You eat the Matzah separately, you eat the Moro separately, you eat the Pesach separately. But then it evolves from the Gemara and the way Ravashi learns it, and from the Rashbam, and from the Tosfos, we get an interesting situation. Because of the word Afilu, because of that word Afilu, it comes out that according to the Rabbonon, they say that you can do kricho, but you can also do zebifne atzmo v'zebifne atzmo. Now, the Tosfos says it, and Me'iri sums it up very beautifully, and it works out like this. I wouldn't like to spend time today to tell you how it works out like that, but it's good to know the tamsis of it. We work out that according to the Rabbonon, you can do it kricho, or you can do it zebifne atzmo v'zebifne atzmo. Says the Me'iri, this is the only difference between Hillel and Rabbonon. Hillel says, put them all together, but you can also have it separately. The Rabbonon says, eat them separately, but you can also eat them together.
Same thing?
No, it's not. It's not. It's which is preferable.
Oh.
According to Hillel, it's preferable to eat them together.
Yeah,
according to the Rabbonon, it's preferable to eat them separately, but you can eat them together. According to Hillel, eat them together. Preferably eat them together, you can eat them separately. Daniel, what do you like?
It's like you read the terms for it, kricho.
Kricho is putting it together. It says making a sandwich of it. That is, kricho. This is called a krach, a volume. Why? Because all the pages are put together. You follow, in contradistinction to a sefer. A sefer is rolled like a sefer Torah. This is, all the pages are put together, it's called a krach. Where it's put together, it's joined together. So, joining the Korban Pesach, taking a kezayis of the Korban Pesach, a kezayis of the matzah, a kezayis of the moror, and putting them all in your house, in my mouth at one time, that is a kricho. And zebifne atzmo, zebifne atzmo, this one alone, this one alone. Got it, Daniel?
Thank you.
Yeah. All this applies to...
Just see that I call you by your right name. Right, fine, yes?
This is all in the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash, right?
This is in the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash. We discuss in the Zman of the non-Beis HaMikdash, no Korban Pesach, and Matz is the Drabonon, so we are very careful. Moral is Drabonon. So the way we do it is, we do matzah first, then we do moral second, and then we do matzah and moral, but zecher l'migdosh only. As a remembrance of the time of the Beis HaMikdash, that's the way that Hillel did it, right? Now, let us go on from there. Yes?
One question. Kricha and krach, that's the same as the word for a large city, krach?
No. It is krach, and yes it is. Yes, it's the same word.
Same idea. All
I
together.
Suppose so. I suppose so. You know, that's not my subject. You might ask the son about that. Right. Yeah. When I say it, I wish it were. It just it doesn't happen to be my subject. All right. Then let us go on from there. That doesn't mean to say I haven't become infected. And,
infected.
Well, there's a good infection too. Yes. And contagious? Also, it's a contagious excitement. Right. So please, did you want to offer, have you asked your question? Thank you.
Your son did point out on Karach as a sandwich that it's two cups on the outside, the bread with something in the middle.
That's clever. I didn't do that sort of thing. Very good. Right. Now, right onto the new piece of Gemara. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Elozo, Omer Rav Eishia. Second last line. On Daf Kuf Tes Vov Omer Aleph. Omer Rav Elozo, Omer Rav Eishia. Said Rav Elozo that Rav Eishia said. Now this is a Rav Elozo that's obviously an Amora and not a Tana. Because Rav Oshia is an Amora and not a Tana. And what it is, why is he called Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi? Because he comes from Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, the Amoraim were also called Rabbi, because they were given smicha. In Bobel, they were not given smicha, so they were called Rab. So in Bobel, it's easy to distinguish who are the Amoraim. In Eretz Yisrael, you just get accustomed to it, you know, which is an Eretz Yisraelic Amora or not. So Rabbi Omer Rabbi Ozo Omer Rav Eishia said, Rabbi Ozo, that Rav Eishia said, Kol shetibule b'mashke tzorich netilas yodai. Anything that is dipped into water, any food that is dipped into water, it needs netilas yodai first. And the reason why it needs netilas yodai, I will explain to you. I didn't explain it to you last week, did it? I explained it to you upstairs in Shul.
Yes.
I'll explain to you what it is. And there are a few principles you've got to know, but they are basic principles, and it's worthwhile knowing these principles. And that is, you will remember when you did the first mission in Brochus, it starts off, Ma'emus ha'korin es yoma ba'arvi, ishor sha'koni michnosi lechol bitumoson. From when you can read the Shema, from that time that the Kohanim come back to eat the Truma, come back into the city, into the town to eat their Truma, from where do they come? They come from the Mikveh. So when do they go to Mikveh? They go to Mikveh after sunset. So it gives you a time, with sunset gives you a time when, from when on you can read the Shema. I mean, this idea, how prevalent it was. Every Kohen went every day to the mikveh. Because the din was that a Kohen was not allowed to eat trumo that was tameo. Couldn't eat anything that was tameo. But this was a very serious matter if he ate trumo that was tameo. Now, how does trumo come to be tameo? Daniel, do you know what trumo is?
Mm-hmm.
It's part that's given to the Kohen. It can be barley, it can be corn, it can be grain, it can be any fruit, it can be anything. Then go to the Kohen. Now, in Tumo, and we're not going to discuss the philosophy of Tumo, this isn't the place for it, or is it the time for it. Tumo is a condition where a person is in a state of impurity. The greatest impurity that there can possibly be is with a dead body, with a mace, with a Jewish dead body. That's the greatest amount of tumor that there can possibly be. No, the mace is tome. The mace is tome. In fact, he's not. His tumor is known as avi avosa tumor. It's not just tumor. It's avi avosa tumor. It's the highest form of tumor, greatest tumor that there can possibly be. If a person touches a Kohen, if a Jew touches a Kohen, he becomes an ova tumor.
If a Jew touches a mace,
he becomes an ova tumor. If a goy touches a mace, it doesn't matter. Doesn't do him any harm. But if a Jew touches a mace, he becomes an ov ha-tumah. And if a person thinks that he's better off not being a Jew, because then he doesn't become tumah if he touches it, only a goy thinks like that. But a Jew knows better. Right, so he touches, if a Jew touches a mace, he becomes an ov ha-tumah. If that Jew touches another Jew, the other Jew becomes a Rishon, the Tumah, and that's where it stops. And if that Jew touches another Jew, the second, the other one doesn't become a Sheni, the Tumah. It stops at a Rishon, the Tumah. That's as far as human beings are concerned, the Jews are concerned. Yes. Right. So, now, but if a person who is a Rishon, the Tumah, touches ochel, touches food, that food becomes a shame in the tumor. If he touches another person, that person doesn't become a shame in the tumor. But if he touches food, the food becomes a shame in the tumor. Now, what happens if that food touches other food? Doesn't become a shame in the tumor. What happens if that food touches tumor? Trumo can be a shlishi le tumo, but that's the only thing that can be a shlishi le tumo. The trumo now becomes a shlishi le tumo. So a kohen has got to be, and a kohen is a very serious offense if he eats trumo in a state of tumo. So he's got to be particularly careful. So you can be quite sure that every kohen every day went to the mikveh in the evening in case something touched, he touched something. Something wasn't right, unbeknown to him.
In the evening or in the morning?
In the evening.
In the evening.
Mishoshia kouni neshema ba'arvin, or some have got ba'arvis, ba'arvin, mishoshia kouni nichnosim lechel b'tumoson. From the time that the kohenim come in, they used to go to the yes mark.
Would the kohenim also eat meiser, or was that separate?
No, meiser is a levy.
Okay, so everything the kohen eats is true.
Trumah, but the tone or kohen also eats Trumah's miser, because the levy takes off from his miser, he takes off and he gives to the kohen.
But that's also considered Trumah.
Trumah, that's also Trumah. So when the kohen eats, he's got to be, he can eat only in a state of tahor. I mean, if you...
Especially Trumah, make a human being
No. Only.
Right.
Yeah, that can only Trumah be kohen. If a person is a Rishon Tumah touches Ochel, it becomes a Sheni Latumah. If that Ochel touches Trumah becomes a Shlishi Latumah. But that's the only thing that can become a Shlishi Latumah. That is one thing that you've got to know. Yes?
Will food that is a Sheni Latumah making another person?
No. Now, now comes another thing. And this is a tricky din until one knows the workings of it, how the Chachomim worked out these things. Today, of course, there is no such thing as tumah. There's no such thing as not tumah today. There's no such thing, everything is tumah today. We are all tmei meisim. And that is the reason we are not allowed to go up onto the Har HaBayis. When we go to Yerushalayim, the nearest approach, we can only go as far as the wall. We cannot go beyond that. Kosel HaMarobi, we cannot go beyond that. Beyond that, it's a very serious offense because we are Tameim. A person who is Tameim can't go there. We don't go there. Yes.
Why is everyone automatically Tameim? I mean, not everyone has necessarily come in contact. If no one's ever come in contact with more than a Rishon Latumah, then that person wouldn't be Tameh. Is that correct?
Unfortunately, I had to go to the cemetery a couple of weeks ago. Wherever you go, there are graves. So I can't go there. Why not? I said, there are graves, so what's wrong? You're not going to walk over graves. Come to me. So I made all sorts of detours and everything. I was the only one who was doing it. Afterwards, a few other people came to me. They were up to the graves. They said, well, you know, we can't put up tombstones and things like that. It spoils the view. So we've got these black things that everybody walks over them. That shows how far we've gone. Now, person walks over and comes and shakes hands with you after you're ready. You're already there. all the time, I mean, it's working all the time. You follow. It's impossible you don't shake hands with somebody. And it never goes away. Let us say, 40 years ago, he touched a dead body, he's an Ovatumov. 40 years ago. And he touched, 39 years later, he touched somebody, that person becomes a Rishon LeTumah. A pardon doesn't help for this. For this you've got to have 4 hour Dumah. And we haven't got a 4 hour Dumah.
Small problem.
You follow that.
And other than coming in contact with an idea of
I'm sorry, Morris, you're absolutely right. I should have mentioned. I'm sorry, I didn't do it. I'm sorry.
With the exception, Kohanim today do not come in contact with the Avivos Tuma. But
the only time is if it's one of the seven relatives.
Right. But does the Kohen take precautions against seeing someone who's an Avtuma?
Of course he takes. Just seeing, you can look at him, you don't become
talking about him. I'm saying if someone just comes back from a funeral.
Yes. No.
Okay.
No, we don't worry about that.
The Kohen
doesn't
worry about that.
Only the direct contact.
I see.
Only the direct contact. That's the only thing that we keep as far as the gifts.
If I follow correctly the discussion right before this, even if the Kohen is careful with himself before eating truma, he's come right back from the mitzvah.
Yes.
The food itself is beyond. He can't know every stage it's been through, so that could have been in contact with the tumor that he doesn't even know about.
They're very careful with that. First of all, they're very careful with that. You see, that person who takes off truma, this goes to the Kohen. He's very careful how he takes it off. Very careful. So he makes a hafrosha. Now the thing is, let us say, if he, hafrosha is, he separates it. Let us say that he is a Rishon LeTumah. Now even if he separates it with his hand, I'm sorry, let us say, if he separates it with his hand, now that he can't do that, then the food will become a Sheni LeTumah. Will become a Sheni LeTumah. So he doesn't do it, but he sees to it that the food doesn't, it's not Tomei. It's not Tomei. And the precautions are taken, and this very great care is taken about the food till it comes to the Kohen, and the way it's given to him. Those precautions are taken, because there is an isur on us to make Truma Tomei. To make Truma. For example, a person who is a Rishon LeTumah, to touch Truma is an isur. You follow these, he's not allowed to do it, it's a serious offense to make truma. And if truma becomes tomei, then there's only one thing you can do with it, and that is? Burn it. That's the only thing you can do with it, is burn it. Can't do anything else with it.
That, does it go, can't go to a lower state of kiddush?
No. All you can do is burn it, and then it's over. Now the Chachomim were concerned about a certain thing. So I'm putting it to you in this order. It's the easiest thing in the world for things to be forgotten, and when they are forgotten, they fall into disuse. And if something falls into disuse, it's very difficult to reestablish it and bring it back to what it was. It's a major of things. You can take a dozen examples of things that happen in America, and happen in England, happen in France, happen all over. Very difficult to bring it back again. It's falling into disuse. Don't worry about it. Now, the Chachomim were very worried that here is a thing like Truma. You've got to be so careful about Truma. 100 years goes past, 200 years, 1,000 years goes past, 2,000 years almost. And it can fall into disuse. So the Chachomim instituted something. And they call this aserich v'tumah. And aserich v'tumah means, in order to preserve the deeming of tumah, that when we get the Beis HaMikdash back again, when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, this was a new thing that's come in. It will be understood and people will understand it. So what they introduced was this. They said, we are going to make hands. All hands will be, are a shnius letuba.
Yeah.
Shnius. That is a sheni letuba. All hands are sheni letuba. So this is a gezeiras chachom. Although a person who is a rishon letuba can't make another person a sheni letuba, but they said, hands become a sheni letuba. Fine. Then they said another thing. They said, if hands which are a shady letuma touch mashke, mashke is liquid, touch mashke, then that mashke becomes a rishon letuma. Then that mashke becomes a rishon letuma. And if it is a rishon letuma, then it makes food a shame the tumor. Therefore, and we want to eat, now I'm going to use a word which I shouldn't use now because I'm giving the game away for something that's going to be said later. But what can I do? I can't help myself. So, what happens now is, our hands are shmios the tumor. If we touch food, then the food doesn't become a shlishi l'tumo because food can't become a shlishi l'tumo. But if we were to touch trumo, that trumo would become a shlishi l'tumo because our hands are shlishi l'tumo. So they did. But we, the Chachomi, want to preserve the din of trumo. And today there is no trumo. So what they did was, the hands are shlishi l'tumo. If they touch mashke, they make the mashke a rishon l'tumo. If a rishon letuma touches, ochel touches food, what happens to the food? It becomes a shani letuma. We don't want that. So therefore, wash your hands before you touch bread. Before you eat bread. Wash your hands before you eat bread. So your hands are no longer shnius letuma, and they were mesakin. How do you remove the shnius letuma? You remove the shnius letuma by throwing at least a revis on your hand at one time. You come to the details of that, Peter. A revis on this and a revis on that hand, and that removes that type of tumor which the Chachomim introduced, that shnius letuma. Now your hands and...
The bread is dry.
Yes, but if you... If mashke touches the bread, then if your hands are shnius letuma,
and you touch bread,
and it doesn't happen anything, but if your hands are wet and you touch bread, then the
it makes
a rishon letuma and makes the bread a shani letuma, so it means that the bread is tomei.
Right.
Right? Yes.
Is the reason why we generally only wash our hands before eating bread is because there is an element of tumah in bread?
It's in a aserich tumah. So that when the Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, and the Kohenim generally comes to my house, this is the Kiyah, what are you going to give me to eat? You special, we've got tumah for you. Oh, tumor, look here, this is serious. Tumor, I've got to be toil first before I can eat tumor. How do you know? We know it's been invoked all the time. I also know it. Everybody knows that. So we are particularly careful. We will see that a Kohen doesn't get any tumor. And we have any tumor, we have anything that is tumor. We know what tumor means. It must be kept pure. All these, so this is a law that preserves that law that a Kohen can eat tumo only the taro, and he can't eat finished tumo. That is the way it is worked.
How long is the same tumo removed from the hands after the
washing? But that we get in the Gemara. We'll find that. You see the Gemara, and tell me as soon as you realize it. That comes up in the Gemara. Right.
So it seems that water has this duality. If you don't say Nitzilat Shemayim, then you upgrade the Truma. But if you do make your Brocha...
Leave the Brocha out for the time being. That's another subject. It's not dependent on the Brocha. If you pour a piece of water over it one time, then it removes the Truma from your hands. So your hands are no longer Shemayim the Truma. If they're not shneas the tumor, they can't do any damage to the, so what are we, a rish in the tumor? A rish.
So you must see that your hands are completely dry, though.
You must see that your hands are dry, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, but of course, but if, yes. Now, let us just get on to this Gemara now. Omer Rabbi, also Omer Rabbi Oshia, kol sheti bula b'maske, tzorich netilas yodayim. So therefore, if you take the parsley, the karpas, and you dip it into the chometz or into the mei melach. Who says that you dip it into the chometz or the mei melach? Help me quickly. Rabbeinu Tam, good. If you dip it into the chometz or to the mei melach, then it becomes wet and it will touch your hands. As soon as it touches your hands become your hands are shnius the tumor. It makes the mashke, the liquid. What does it make it? Rishon the tumor. And that makes the parsley change the tumor. So we wash our hands for it.
So when you say the tilsi dimer, I'm just talking about the actual washing, not the brocha.
Only the washing. The washing. The tilsi dimer is the washing, not the brocha. The tilsi dimer. Omer Rav Popo, you had this in brochas. Why it's called Nikila Jadam? In the taking of the water. What is the taking of the water? Don't you remember this tomorrow in brochas? You take the clean, the Nikila's clean. Yes. Omer Rav Popa. Said Rav Popa, Shmamino, from this law we know, Hai Chasa, sorry, Lishku E Bacharosis, Mishum Tapo. This Chaso, this letters that we use, it is necessary, Lishkue Bacharosis. It's necessary to sink it into the Chavosis. The Gemara takes karosis to be a mashke, to be a liquid. He says it's necessary not just to touch it, but it's necessary to sink the letters into the karosis. Why? And the reason is because of kapo. How did we learn kapo?
The
danger. What is the danger? What is kapo? According to Rashi and Rashbam,
poison.
Yes, an air is a poison that there is in the sap. It may be a very slight poison, but there is. It's injurious to one's health. Do they say injurious here? It's injurious to one's health. Sure. The East says the Gemara is because if you say it's not necessary to sink it in, but it's only necessary just to touch it superficially on the top. Natilas yodayim lomoli. Why do you need natilas yodayim? Holo noga. He doesn't touch it. The hands don't touch the liquid. So there's no reason to have natilas yodayim. Says the Gemara no. The deal more, and perhaps the olam emoloch lo tzorich lishkue. I should say that it is not necessary to sink it on, and all that is necessary is just to touch it. But the kapo, because of the kapo, it's got to have the effect of an antidote on the kapo. Says the kapo merechomais, and the poison dies or becomes. Neutralized, the word mice dies, the poison dies or becomes neutralized from the odor of the charosis, the smell of the charosis. Reicho is reach, smell. May reicho mice, the kapo dies from the reicho. You follow? Dies from the reicho. In that case, El or Bacchus, the Gomorrah, normally, the Natilas, you're dying, then why do you need Natilas, you're dying? If it means that you can touch it, you don't have to sink it down. Why do you need Natilas, you're dying? Says the Gomorrah, Dilma Maishku Ule. We are afraid that he, by mistake, puts it deeper in and he touches his hands. So because of that, we take a big caution and we say that he's got to wash his hands first. Of course, you can ask a question, and Mark is about to ask the question. But in any case, you're washing your hands before. because the you're dipping it in, you've made it because of the matzah you've already made, so...